I don't know what it is, but it's like you must, as a research administrator, research manager, you must be able to use different kind of skill sets and communication skills to be able to get things done.
Could you gain or regain this trust through more transparency or open access to science? Or
are the norms and the values that we have form our ethical framework?
Hi there, welcome to the next episode of the DNA of RMA. Today I'm so happy because I'm going to talk about some of my favorite topics. I invited Edwin Kanters, a EU liaison officer from Utrecht, and we had an amazing conversation about the many different shades of RMAs, trust of the society into research, and especially ethics. So go enjoy this episode.
The DNA of RMA, the podcast from the Corps of Research Management and Administration.
So that's it. Okay. So welcome to the third episode of my podcast, The DNA of RMA. And today I want to talk about a topic which is quite important to me, and that's ethics in research. And that's why I invited Edwin Kanters, who lives and works in Utrecht in the Netherlands. I'm just going to introduce you real quick. Edwin, you originally studied medical biology in Amsterdam and later did your PhD in Maastricht. And now you're working at the uni in Utrecht as a project advisor for European politics. Is it right? Or is that the title, the official title?
It's kind of the official title, but it's I am the EU liaison officer. So I'm kind of working more in the strategic and research policy of the university. But I have indeed also been a project advisor, a project manager, head of the grants office. So all kinds of jobs that I have done in the past. And one of the reoccurring things that often are there is indeed ethics, which is close to my heart. So that's something that we have in common.
Okay. I'm just every time like impressed when I hear how different the ways are to become an RMA or to work in this research management, research bubble at unis is really interesting. Maybe you could just at the beginning give me a short explanation, like what is the main point of or content of your work? Like what do you do to support unis in your position?
So it's also interesting to go maybe a bit back into time, because it differs from all the positions that I had. So at the beginning, when I was project manager for a European project, you help the project, you do the try to cut some red tape, make sure that they're the same within the administration and reporting, everything goes well, and that that especially the researchers don't have to think about it and can just do their research. But that's more on one project. And then when I was project advisor, mainly dealt with compliance and with other issues to make sure that so there the researchers can do their research and not having to deal with all kinds of other stuff. And as a head of the grants office, you also try to create an office which is service oriented and try to guide the researchers and help the researchers getting grants, but also making sure that they are that you can also perform them so that they can do the research when the grant is funded to the university. And now in my current job, I don't really help out individual researchers, but I try to create kind of the framework within strategy and policy to for the researchers to be able to apply for grants. So it's more on a higher level. But actually, the common denominator is so everything is all about service and helping the researchers to be able to do their research and not being held up by all kinds of other things that is nowadays necessary for and something that is just aside the research that is there.
Okay. So you create like a link between researchers, universities, and the European Union or European policies, or?
Yeah, European Commission. And
okay.
It's also really nice to organize. I think it's essential that this research support is there, because there's all kinds of, let's say, compliance that is thought of by funders, by the European Commission, and somehow this needs to be implemented within the universities. It's not always, let's say, something that a researcher can or should do.
Yeah. So was it just more of a coincidence that you landed exactly in this position, or would you say that to become an RMA or this head of your office, there's like a PhD or a university career necessary?
Well, actually, I landed there on accident. So it's not really, let's say, it wasn't planned. So I did medical biology. I spent several years in doing research, where it was a great time. But then at the moment I thought, well, is this actually what makes me happy? And having students around and teaching students stuff made me happy at that time. So then there was a kind of a research master, and there was a position available for the research master to become coordinator of this master program. And I applied and I got the job. So then actually I moved from research to education. And all that time I also was in research. So I was in especially in European projects already from an early time, but from Framework 5, which is several frameworks for funding within the European Commission. And so I was at a certain point after, let's say, 7 years as coordinator of a master program, I was asked by the grants desk, an office, a department that was helping researchers to write better grants and to identify opportunities and try to increase the number of grants from the European that the university gets from the European Commission. And I was asked to become project advisor there, because I was already project manager and I understood the funding, the European Commission, what they expected, and so I helped out for all the projects at the university hospital and also at the university to be compliant. So at that time, I also invested more in ethics and my knowledge about ethics and European Commission, but also other topics like data management, privacy, all kinds of things that were, let's say, rapidly developing within grants and within funding, and were not, let's say, specifically oriented on research.
Okay.
So that's, I did that for a couple of years, and then, well, suddenly they, well, not suddenly, but there was kind of a shift, and there was